Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. A new poll from the Pew Research Center finds race is affecting how many Americans experience the coronavirus pandemic. NPR's Danielle Kurtzleben reports.
4 in 10 Black Americans say that they worry others will be suspicious of them because of their race if they wear a mask. Just under 4 in 10 Asian Americans and just over 2 in 10 Hispanics say the same. Meanwhile, only 1 in 20 white Americans say they have that worry, according to the poll released this week. Some Americans say racism has increased since the outbreak. In particular, about 6 in 10 Asian Americans say that it has become more common for people to express racist views about them since the pandemic began. Some Asian Americans have reported racism and abuse connected to the virus's origins in China. Danielle Kurtzleben, NPR News.
Democratic leaders say President Trump should have known about intelligence reports that Russia offered cash payments to militants willing to kill U.S. troops. As NPR's Claudia Grisales reports, the lawmakers say a lack of oversight may have left U.S. troops in greater danger.
The so-called Gang of Eight, which includes leaders of Congress and the intelligence committees, met with CIA Director Gina Haspel and other officials for the first time on the reports. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said the administration has enough information on the Russia bounty intelligence to know what to do next.
The White House put on a con that if you don't have 100% consensus on intelligence, it shouldn't rise to a certain level.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says Trump continues to have a Russia problem.
I believe that the president is not close to tough enough on Vladimir Putin.
Republicans who attended the briefing declined to comment. Claudia Grisales, NPR News, the Capitol.
Hong Kong has charged its first person under a sweeping new national security law imposed Tuesday. NPR's Emily Fang reports the suspect is a 23-year-old man who was arrested after attaching a flag to his motorbike in protest.
The flag read, "Liberate Hong Kong, Revolution of Our Times," one of the hallmark slogans of anti-Beijing protests that emerged last year and continued until now. Hong Kong's government said today that that slogan was subversive under the new national security law. The man, surnamed Tong, was charged today with one count of incitement to secession and one count of terrorist activity. He is scheduled to appear in court Monday. 9 other people were arrested under the national security law during protests Wednesday, including a 15-year-old girl. They and thousands of others had taken to the streets to commemorate Hong Kong's 1997 handover to Chinese rule and to protest the new law. Emily Fang, NPR News, Beijing.
Amid a dramatic spike in COVID-19 cases, face coverings in public now are mandatory across most of Texas. This is NPR. The New York Stock Exchange is closed for observance of the 4th of July Independence Day holiday. European stocks were flat. Oil prices are lower today amid concerns about a surge in U.S. coronavirus cases and worries that jobs growth, which was higher in June, could retreat. Brent crude was down 51 cents at $42.63 a barrel. U.S. West Texas Intermediate fell 56 cents to $40.09 a barrel. Vice President Mike Pence favors the idea of resuming in-person education this fall. NPR's Anya Kamenetz reports it will take federal dollars that the government has yet to allocate.
The American Academy of Pediatrics and groups representing working parents are also advocating strongly for a return to in-person school. This to address growing educational gaps from remote learning, as well as children's social and emotional needs. Yet, dozens of national educator groups say they need at least $200 billion more dollars in federal funding in order to reopen safely. And so far, the federal government has allocated just $13.5 billion in pandemic aid to schools. Anya Kamenetz, NPR News.
The communications chief of Boeing resigned yesterday. Neil Golightly, a former U.S. military pilot, had written an article 33 years ago arguing women should not serve in combat. Golightly resigned suddenly after a Boeing employee complained about the 3-decades-old piece. In a statement, he said he was now embarrassed by the piece he wrote as a 29-year-old Cold War Navy pilot, which he called wrong, and is not a reflection of who he is now. I'm Louise Schiavone, NPR News.